Honesty in interviewing. Okay, so we now continue actually applying it to job interviews. So in America, there's the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And in England, there's a very similar thing, the Equality Act 2010, which protects workers from discrimination, employment discrimination based on their race, color, religion, sex, national origin, or protected activity. So legally, it should not be held against an employee that he's Shomer Shabbos and he's got a family to raise. And employers should not be not taking someone on because of their religion. So how does what does this mean in practice? So what does this mean? Should we be putting all our cards on the table during the interview, you know, saying that we've got Shabbos and it means we're going to have to finish work early in the winter, and we've got Yom Tovim and there's certain dates that we need to take off, etc., etc.? Do we need to be disclosing all these facts at the beginning? So the author, Rabbi Wasserman, notes, he says he discussed this with a number of professionals who were also real B'nai Torah, and they pretty much said that there's three categories. Category number one is there's no need to raise the issue at all. Meaning, if this is a business company that already employs from Yidden, and we can see they're accommodating them, then there's no need and no point in raising it in the interview, because obviously they're already accommodating them. And also, if you arrive at the interview wearing a kapel, and it's obvious from your resume that you're from, there's no need to mention that you're completely from. No need to mention it at all. That's the first type. The second type is that a firm might not be familiar with the requirements of a firm yet, but you can see that it would make sense for it to be large enough to allow for flexibility for a firm yet's requirements. So over here, of course, a person should be upfront about being firm, but he doesn't need to do it at the interview. It can wait until there's an actual job offer from the firm, and at that stage, a person should disclose what he needs. He should make it clear that he keeps Shabbos and Yom Tov, etc. So a person should be disclosing it, but it doesn't need to be straight away. He can allow himself to pass the interview, so to speak. When the offer's there, he should say, right, thank you so much for the offer. Just to clarify, this is my situation. And then number three is certain places where there's no point in interviewing, where it's just not possible for a firm yid to work in such a place. For example, small firm where there's limited staff and switching hours with someone else is not realistic and there's not much room for flexibility. So it comes out that the timing of the disclosure is the important point. And it seems to me that this is the consensus that it makes sense and it's fair and it seems to be halakhically correct to disclose it when a person actually receives the job offer. There's a similar discussion regarding shidduchim, which Rabbi Kaganov discusses, which is when disclosures should be made regarding shidduchim. That there's no need to disclose it at the time when the shidduch is already suggested. Because the Seif Hasidim, who mentioned that you've got to disclose certain things, didn't say when it is. And therefore, there are some contemporary poskim that say that the only need to actually be mentioned after the couple has met a few times. The Minchas Asher discusses that there's no specific amount of dates when this should be disclosed because, as we know, in some circles, it's considered to be serious dating already after two dates. Whereas in other circles, it's not considered to be serious until they've been going out for a couple of months. But it comes out that there's the same sort of idea that only once things get serious is there a need to disclose. Again, I'm not passing at all in this area, we're just sharing the thoughts from the Sefer. So again, it comes out that both regarding interviewing and shidduchim, there seems to be a balance. It doesn't need to be disclosed immediately, but it should be disclosed once things get serious. What does once things get serious mean regarding an interview? It means once there's a job offer. What does it mean regarding dating? It means at the point in time when things are starting to get somewhat serious.